my purpose of my visit was to gain an understanding of the circumstances in which the young people were transferred there and to get an appreciation of their concerns.
So we're talking about here the group of unaccompanied minors who have been resettled to Pontville. And so the unaccompanied minors are people that have come from overseas without immediate family. Is that right?
That's right. They're young people. There's 137 young people aged between 13 to 17 years old at Pontville from Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iran, Iraq and Kuwait. And Pontville has a capacity now for 260 young people.
So can you just tell me, of those people that you met, did they have shared stories? I mean, how did they manage to, say, as a 13-year-old, did they start off with their family or what happened?
I didn't really go into those details with them. It was more to find out what their concerns being at Pontville and in detention were. So I know that some of them were transferred from Leonora in WA and Christmas Island. I met with 29 of the young men, and some of them had been in detention for 3, 4, 5, and 6 months. And their main issue was that they didn't know what will happen to them. It wasn't explained to them why they were moved to Pontville, and they've been provided with no written information in their language regarding their status and their claims for, you know, asylum. So they're quite worried about what's going to happen to them. And when I asked, you know, are you bored? The resounding voice was, we are really bored. We want to go to school and we want to be in the community.
I know there have been, through the asylum seekers support group, there have been members of the Tasmanian community going to Pontville to do things like teach English or computer skills, but you're saying that there's no formal education services available to them?
There are English classes that are available to them, but my understanding in discussions with the Department of Immigration is they're still negotiating schooling for them here in Tasmania.
And is there an option that they would leave Pontville to go, for example, to school outside the centre?
Look, I don't think I should comment on that. I think that's a comment from Immigration, but I think it would be difficult to place 137 young people in school across Tasmania.
I know that there's been some concern expressed by a variety of people, particularly after some research done in Darwin amongst young refugees and asylum seekers about their mental health. Mm. Can you talk about that at all?
Some of them did raise that they actually have sleeping problems and there is mental health services out at Pontville and they've accessed them, but they're saying that they're very worried that they will go mental with worrying about what is going to happen to them, and that's in their words.
Mm. And do you feel that these children have specific needs that set them aside from the adult population?
Well, they're children. They're all under 18. They're children. They're not adults. And, of course, in the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, is that not to deprive children and young people of their liberty, except in conforming with the law, but only as a measure of last resort and for the shortest possible time, and the need to have a fair and just processing of applications for humanitarian asylum. Now, the Australian Children's Commissioners and Guardians, we meet with each other twice a year, we've strongly recommended that children be accommodated outside of detention facilities while awaiting decisions on their status, so that they can be part of the community and go to school.
It's interesting because I know that there are a number of adult asylum seekers currently living on bridging visas in the community.
Yes.
In Tasmania, and I guess relying quite heavily on the local community because they can't work and so on. What opportunities or what sort of arrangement would you see being offered to unaccompanied minors, to younger people it may not be as easy as just putting them with a homestay person and letting them come and go?
In other states and territories, there are young people out in the community in houses that are run by non-government organisations. When we raised that issue with the Immigration Department at Pontville, their thinking was that if they were to be placed in the community, it probably wouldn't be in Tasmania, it would be in other states. We raised the issue of what that would mean about moving young people yet again.
And what response did you get?
No response.
And you say that like there are children between the age of 13 and 17.
That's right.
In terms of their uncertainty, what will happen to them, was there any indication at all that they're in a different circumstance? I know that if you for example, are refused a refugee status, it then gives the government the option to send you back to your country of origin. Are there suggestions that, say, a 13-year-old could be sent back to somewhere like Afghanistan?
Well, the government's still deciding how to process minors who arrived here after August 2012, and I couldn't get an answer to that, but I think that's probably a question to go back to immigration.
So how are they spending their time? How do they fill up their days?
Well, they're very bored, very, very bored. They're going to English classes. They've got a gym there, which they think is fantastic. They actually want to play soccer and cricket, but there's no oval at Pontville because of funds. So they've actually been playing some soccer and cricket amongst themselves with no appropriate sports gear and actually injuring themselves. Some of them had, you know, those stocking things you have on your feet from playing the soccer and cricket. And anybody who knows that young men are, you know, need lots of activity, I would think that surely the federal government could place a sports field at Pontville, particularly if Pontville is going to be used again and again for minors.
So where do you go from here? Do you make recommendations to the government or to the immigration department?
Look, I just want to add one more thing, Sarah, is that they've actually had no community visitors, you know, as adults did, you know, someone who might go out and, you know, play footy with them or play soccer with them. They told me I was the first and only visitor that they've had at the centre.
So why is that? Because I would have assumed that if they were there, they would be able to receive the people who've been going in from the support group as with others. But you're saying they're in a different... Are they actually housed in a different area to the adults?
Yes, they are. They're housed in a different area. There's 24 single male adults there at the moment. So the majority of people there are young, unaccompanied minors. I've actually written to the Minister for Immigration, read the concerns, and also informed our State Minister for Children around the issues they've raised, which I've just spoken to you about, and also reiterating the view of all Australian commissioners and guardians that these young people should be released into the community while their claims for refugee or other status are processed.